I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama is going against the trend when it comes to unemployment. APR's Stan Engel reports the state's jobless rate has gone up since last year.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says Alabama was the only state that had a higher unemployment rate in July than it did a year ago. July marked the second month that has happened. The Bureau says Alabama's rate of 7% for July compared to 6.5% a year earlier. The other 49 states had rates lower than a year ago. The same thing happened in June. Alabama's rate of 6.8% was higher than the 6.5% measured a year earlier. The national unemployment rate has declined over the last year from 7.3% to 6.2%. Wilcox County had the highest unemployment rate in Alabama at 18.4%. Stan Engold, APR News.
The 86th Annual Convention for the Association of County Commissions of Alabama kicked off today in Perdido Beach. Over 600 county officials will meet and discuss topics such as prison reform and veteran services. The candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general will also be given time to speak. ACCA Executive Director Sony Brasfield says it is an ideal setting for the candidates.
This will be their best opportunity to speak to county elected officials from all over the state in one setting. It's not a debate or any of that kind of thing. Each candidate would be on the podium and have that time for their remarks and presentation by themselves.
The conference runs through Thursday. Two people are dead following a helicopter crash in Tuscaloosa County. The two died when the aircraft went down about 20 miles northeast of Tuscaloosa this morning. The Federal Aviation Administration says the accident involves a McDonnell Douglas 369E helicopter. Two people were on board. Authorities haven't released any names. The FAA is investigating, and the National Transportation Safety Board will determine the probable cause of the crash. And this year's Iron Bowl matchup is the hottest ticket in college football, at least according to Forbes. Using data from ticket reseller Vivid Seats, the median price for a ticket on the resale market for this year's Alabama-Auburn game is $535 per ticket. Alabama holds five spots on this year's list of the top 25 games. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
The rest of our Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, includes a risk of a few scattered storms, especially across the southern part of the state. Overnight lows in the low 70s for a Wednesday. A hot day, a dry day, only a 10% chance for a lone storm or two on the radar. I think pretty much all of us will stay dry. Temperatures going to top out in the mid-90s on Wednesday. Upper 90s are possible on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some of the hottest temperatures so far this year, lows in the low 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.